Good evening. This is WDIY, and you are listening to Lehigh Valley Business Beat. The Lehigh Valley is booming, and that's why Business Beat brings you a program keeping tabs on the who, what, when, where, why, and how our area is growing and innovating. I'm Sally Hanlon, your host of the program that brings business leaders of our community together for conversations about the Lehigh Valley business developments moving forward. And tonight I want to put an emphasis on innovating, because we're going to be talking about a business that is celebrating our local talent. Starting in 2023, Jen Terpstra launched a website called Made in the Lehigh Valley to showcase all talent that exists in the greater Lehigh Valley. Tonight, she is with us as our guest for Business Beat discussion. Welcome, Jen.
Thank you, Sally.
It's so great to have you here, and our paths have crossed on a lot of different sort of 6 degrees.
Apparently.
Yeah, over the time.
Yes.
So I would like our listeners, Jen, to get to know you a little bit better. So could you give us some background on you, and then we'll talk about the business and how you got there.
Sure. Well, I'm Lehigh Valley born and raised. I grew up in Bath and went to Northampton High School. Went off to Penn State for a little while and came back and became a teacher at Boyertown for 1 year and then the Charter School for the Arts for 5 years. So after the Charter School for the Arts, I worked at Northampton High School for around 8 years. I taught biology, chemistry, and family and consumer science at the end. And then the pandemic hit and I became pregnant with my first child and I left on maternity leave. So I was off for starting in 2022, I just left Northampton completely, and then I started Made in the Lehigh Valley.
All right. So how did IT get into your background with all, because of science?
I guess so, yes. When I went to Penn State, I had a couple of professors who really emphasized the need for websites and the need for web development skills, but I wouldn't call myself an IT person at all. I think I'm more of just an appreciator of local shopping more than an IT person.
Okay, so let's talk about your website. How did you decide to do it? What was the passion behind it, motivation?
Sure. Well, I've always, my parents were makers. They are. My dad is a carpenter. My mom is a quilter, an avid quilter. My sister does beading and all sorts of paper craft and is just generally creative. Nobody's ever really sold things, but they're all passionate creators. And I also cross-stitch and I do music. And so I think I already have that kind of inherent love for human creativity, human productivity. What did humans make? What have humans done? And in 2023, I started noticing this, like, I guess a weird pattern where if somebody was looking for something that was locally made, they'd have a hard time finding it. So, for example, one person wrote to a Facebook group I'm part of, "Does anybody know where I can find locally made goat's milk soap?" And a friend of mine who lived right down the road made goat's milk soap, and I knew her brand, so I was able to write on there, "Yes, look for Hens on the Hill." And they were like, "Okay, great." But I thought, why are we relying on Facebook for this? Because it was just luck that I saw that post, and if I hadn't seen it, then maybe my friend Laura wouldn't have gotten the business. And I kind of wanted to take the control out of social media companies and more the control to local control of, like, who is able to get noticed.
Okay. And so what initial steps did you take, Jen, to get this business idea out there and started?
I wrote to two web developers and asked them if they would design me a really, really cheap website, whatever they could do. And the one was very kind and brought me in for a big conversation, but said, "You know, I can't do this for cheap." And then another person, the second person, said, "I can't do it for cheap, but, like, how can you do this?" He said, "I believe in your goal." And so we worked together. He was tremendously, that was Michael Small of Big Pixel Studio, very, very cooperative, very, like, loving also, like, the local artists and manufacturers as well. So anyway, thank you, Mike, because he helped me build just a basic one, and then I took the reins from there.
Okay. So you mentioned, you know, that the art background, the music background, you know, you wanted to help celebrate the crafts
yes.
and the makers. But your website goes into well beyond that. So why don't you share with our listeners sort of the scope of your website.
Yes. Well, with the website came the very hard definition of what is a maker, you know, and you find that it's not just people who are making crafts or even making art, but it goes out into authors, musicians, just even local print shops. I was hoping it would go into manufacturers, but it looks like I might need to make a separate website for them just because of the different needs. But it is very, very broad. Once you start defining what a maker is and where the creativity is in our community, it's all over.
Well, and you also have events on there.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, we have an event coming up. I'm not an event planner, and I don't plan like craft shows or anything, but I do have a conference coming up, and we're hoping to allow makers to network with each other and connect with each other and give advice and learn about various current issues with regard to selling at shows or selling at farmers markets and things like that. So that conference is in November at VentureX in Bethlehem, and I'm hoping for a big turnout.
Well, it sounds to me, and when I looked at your website, it sort of reminded me of Etsy. Was that a model that you were looking at?
Yes, it was. Etsy is more of a direct sales platform, so they have products that you purchase from them directly. Or from the people through their platform. But I don't really handle any kind of merchandise. I'm mainly working with helping people's web stores get the traffic that they deserve, I guess. So in other words, Write is Rain Soapery, she makes sugar scrubs. She has writersrainsoapery.com where she sells all of her scrubs. So if somebody's looking for sugar scrubs, they can go on Made in the Lehigh Valley. They'll see Write is Rain Soapery, and then they click on the link to go to her web store.
Okay, so she sells it. She follows up with the packaging
right.
and the mailing and whatever else is required.
Yes.
So you are just operating as a space
yes.
that they can post their
That's
information
right.
at.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So they are responsible for their own advertising. Do you do advertising? How does that work?
Well, I do advertising for Made in the Lehigh Valley as a group.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Facebook page and an Instagram page, and people who follow it can see maybe two or three products per day from the various members, and I don't really bother them for that. I just go on their web stores and find what I think is cool that day and post it. I'm basically trying to get their names, their brand names, really recognizable so that when someone is looking for something in the area, maybe a follower of Made in the Lehigh Valley can tell them, oh, I know that brand, and all you need to do is go here and look for it.
So are you looking for any specific criteria from the artisans? Do you vet them at all?
Or yes.
What do you want them to do?
Well, there are three requirements, basically. Number one, they need to be within 30 miles of Bethlehem. And there is wiggle room. I think there's like a few people who are 31. Like, I don't really care, as long as they consider themselves part of the Lehigh Valley community. The other thing, though, that's really important to me is no AI, unfortunately. Actually, I have an AI consultant who's a member of Made in the Lehigh Valley, but he's a partnering business. But 2023, you might have noticed a timing mm-hmm. thing there with the start of my business as well. I've just been noticing AI and kind of the, it seems, I don't know if I would call it an assault on artists, but like just
taking away their creativity?
Yes, yes, or taking away the value of their creativity. So I don't allow people who use largely AI to come up with their designs and just like print whole bunches of things. I don't really allow importers so much. I want the bulk of the creativity to be coming from the people. And so the authenticity of those products is preserved. So I do make them check off that they don't use a lot of AI.
Okay, so
you're, for that.
They self-
Yes.
Yeah. Self-police.
They yeah. It's okay. On the honor system. And I know AI. So if I see it, I put a stop to it.
Okay. And so do you ask, and we had talked before the show, and listeners, you may or may not know that I had a similar retail store years
yes.
ago, before the internet. And one of the things that I thought was very challenging with the artists and artisans that I had in the store was having them help promote my store and their items. And so is that a challenge that you're coming up against as well?
Yes. I don't know. A lot of my members, we have 60 members now.
Okay.
I think we just got a 61st member last night. They are all extremely enthusiastic and supportive and just wonderful humans to come up and join this organization. And I know that everybody's pressed for time. Mm-hmm. The thing about makers is that it's often like their second job or their third job.
Okay.
And so promoting might be tough for them because of the time constraints, and I understand that. One way I tried to fix that is with stickers. Everybody who joins gets sheets of stickers that just are our logo, and mm-hmm. they can put them on boxes as they ship them out. They can put them on gift bags as they are at shows, and then that helps promote, you know, or at least our logo is a little manufacturer stamp. So even if it just says this is made in the Lehigh Valley, that's really all that matters.
Okay.
But that's one way that they can do it that doesn't take any time from them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you looking for them to have any kind of traffic, referrals? Any, are you encouraging them?
I maybe should encourage it more.
Okay. Listening artists, we need this help.
Yes, we do. We need a lot of self-promotion would be great. mutual support. But yes, I think the biggest promotion that artists who are currently members can do is just to speak to other members or other people who could be potential members and say, like, have you heard about this? Do you realize how much stronger we are together? You know, and the membership fee for the website is $12 a month. So it's pretty affordable. I tried to make it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Even for hobbyists who don't sell except for like one show, I kind of like still want shoppers to be able to find them. So if they're at a show and they see another person who's from the Lehigh Valley, to say like, hey, you know, why don't you check this out? It's really cool. And we don't need a ton of people, but I'm shooting for around between like 5,000 and 7,000 makers. That's my goal.
5,000 and 7,000 makers?
Yes. Yes.
Do you know what Etsy has? I have no idea.
Etsy has millions, but a lot of
really?
Them are international. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
And Etsy actually used to have a feature on their website where you could filter search results for area, for uh-huh. city, and they removed that. So now the only thing you can search for is the country. So like if you're looking for something made in America, that's as close as you're going to get.
From ocean to ocean.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So is there a search factor on your?
There is. I have a search engine right now that is based on like tags that I give to each directory entry.
Mm-hmm. Listeners, this is exciting for me. I hope it is for you, too, to learn more about what's evolving here in the Lehigh Valley and what creative talent and spirit is coming and hopefully supporting you in your effort to find things that are locally made. But we're going to take a short break right now. And our guest, Jen Terpstra, who's founder of Made in the Lehigh Valley, will be talking more about her site, about some of the requirements, and just what you can do to help support it. So stay tuned.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100 or WDIY.org.
We hear so much in the financial news today. How do you sort through it all, and how does it affect your financial life? Join me, Lori Siebert, CPA and Certified Financial Planner, each week for Your Financial Choices, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7. Together, we'll discuss ways to empower you in planning for your financial decisions, including taxes, retirement, and estate issues. We'll take your calls and online questions right here on WDIY.
Welcome back. So glad you're still with us. And this is the Business Beat program. And we are talking about our local program called Made in the Lehigh Valley. It's a website similar to Etsy, but it's going to be better because it supports the Lehigh Valley. And our guest is Jen Terpstra, and she is the founder of Made in the Lehigh Valley. So, Jen, before break, we were talking a little bit about Etsy and what your goals were to 4,000 to 5,000 makers that you want to have on the site. Now, as I recall, it's just you, correct? Right now, you're the managing person, chief cook and bottle washer.
Yes, that's right.
Wow. And so you're doing this every day with changes and people coming. Okay.
Yeah, it's just me. Yes. Yeah. So every person who joins, I take a moment to look over their onboarding form, and I make their website based on a template that I have, and then I make their directory entry, and I look through their websites and try to find pictures for the galleries, and then I announce their membership on our mailing list, which is just an email list, and then I start promoting their products on Facebook and Instagram.
Can you share any number of followers that you have right now? Is there a
number? Well, yes, I have about 1,300 on Facebook.
Okay.
And about, I think I'm close to 700 on Instagram. Instagram was not my native social media platform to start, so I'm still learning about it.
All right. And what about the website itself, Made in the Lehigh Valley? Do you get any stats on that?
MadeInTheLehighValley.com. Yes, we have visitors every day, new people accessing it every day.
Good.
And I'm excited about the increased traffic.
Good. So what would you like to suggest to people who want to come onto the site? If they want to look and say, okay, I do this, it's my hobby. Mm-hmm. Is it something, do you have competing things on the site? Is there a problem with that? Is there anything that I need to say, especially to get on and get the recognition?
Well, there have been some issues in growing it. For example, a few years ago, when I first started, there was a person who made very high-priced things, and he emailed me and said he was interested in joining, and I sent him everything I could, all the information, and he got back to me and said, you know, thank you anyway, but I looked at your website and noticed that things are kind of within the $10 to $30 price point. He said, my things are like $700. I don't really feel like it's the right community for me. So I wrote him back and said, okay, that's fine, but now we actually do have artists on the website selling $1,200 paintings, $1,500. And that is one thing I'd like to assure people, that no matter what their price range is or no matter what kind of things they're making, even if they're content creators or, as a former teacher, I like to think of teachers pay teachers. You know, if you're an Allentown teacher and you make worksheets on teachers pay teachers, you can join, and then I'll put your name out there and get some local support behind you. And I'd just like to support as many people as possible in our area who are making things, and get our community to see how rich our skills are.
And we've got a lot of talent here in the Lehigh Valley.
A ton.
Yeah, a lot of talent. Now, I noticed when I first learned about your site that I got confused between Lehigh Valley Economic Development's logo of Made in Lehigh Valley and then yours in Made in the Lehigh Valley. So I sort of questioned that.
Yes.
Do you want to share what the status is or what how you're handling that?
Yes. So my website is Made in the Lehigh Valley. Made in Lehigh Valley actually came out 2 months after Made in the Lehigh Valley. And it's so funny because we must have just been tuning into the same wavelength when that happened. I did have conversations with the LVEDC and with Discover Lehigh Valley, basically just saying to each other, goodness, we came up with kind of the same sort of thing at the same time. I will say that LVEDC and Discover Lehigh Valley, their Made in Lehigh Valley is more tourism-based, mm-hmm. and also more focusing on the larger makers like Crayola, Martin Guitar, which I would love for Crayola and Martin Guitar to join Made in the Lehigh Valley too. But I think that Made in Lehigh Valley is more focusing on those larger...
On the larger companies,
yes.
manufacturers.
That's
well, you
right.
had mentioned manufacturing, which
yes.
I, you know, and I was very much involved in Lehigh Valley Meet the Buyers years ago, which was sourcing of... sourcing for manufacturers of local product.
Right.
So, it's very interesting how things have sort of weaved around.
Yes.
But you have had some interesting partners. You list them on your website, some interesting folks that helped you out besides Michael Small.
Yes.
So, why don't you share who some of those partners have been?
Absolutely. So I would like to give a shout out to a number of people. First of all, Patrick Clancy is a business coach around here who I met through networking, and he has given me a lot of guidance throughout my journey. Paul Williams and Pete Ranke, a lot of really great, solid business people. Rita Guthrie. So all of them, I think I would like to shout out to them. But as I was building the website too, I needed a photographer, and Ryan Olszewski.
Okay.
Ryan O. It's rhinosart.com. He reached out to me and said he'd be willing to do it, and so he followed us everywhere, from, you know, the vegan bakery to then he had a product photography shot for another first member. So he was very important. And also Reese Yeager was a former student of mine who I knew did photography. And I asked him if he would do a couple photo shoots as well. And he said yes. So I think he's back in the area too. Okay. Very talented photographer.
Okay.
And so is Ryan.
All right. Well, yeah, it's a network. And hopefully that spreads out the word as well.
Yes.
As they're helping you, but they're also spreading the word about what you're doing.
Yes.
The other group that you had mentioned was SCORE, which we've had on this show. And they are a great support to startup businesses and ongoing businesses.
Yes.
So.
Yes. SCORE is amazing. It's a group of, near retirement or even retired business people who want to help new businesses out. And they have a ton of services. And Garish Sood is my mentor for that. And he's helping me with a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot that you're doing on this. And one of the things that was always a stickler for me when I had my retail store was keeping up to date with events. And I don't know, do you have, like, Discover Lehigh Valley send you information? Do you have to go out and gather this information? How do you put it together?
Yes, I do go out and gather it. No, I have a few people who send me their events for my calendar, but in general, I just go out and find it. I look through the Home News and the Nazareth Key and Morning Call. I basically just look through the area for specifically maker events,
okay,
and also like workshops on how to make things. And that is a really, really active calendar. I have just for this Saturday, I have 10 events on there, from farmers markets all the way through to, you know, county community days or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. We've got some of those coming up in. This is a very busy summer for a lot of those activities.
Yes, and fall and winter are crazy. You'll find Saturdays that have, you know, 15 or 20 events on them, because everybody loves to shop around the holidays.
Well, and so if you're, you know, looking for something to do, you can find these places and madeinthelehighvalley.com.
Yes, okay. madeinthelehighvalley.com.
All right. So let me ask you another question about the success of this venture. Now, you've been in it for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're going on 3 years in 2026. What will determine to you whether or not you continue with the venture, you don't continue with the venture? That's one of the questions I have always asked startups.
Yes.
That, you know, in order to understand where you're going, at some point you have to make some decisions.
Yes.
And so 4,000 to 5,000, is that your goal within 3 years? Or that sounds like a very lofty goal there.
Yes, it is. Yes, I have to admit I've adjusted my goals, my time goals a little bit from this whole process. But I think, you know, I do have my teaching to think about as well. Now that my kids are getting older, they'll be going back to school. I might consider that. But just in general, I think I found my passion with supporting local makers. And I really do want to push forward with it as much as I can, because I think these people are right next to us.
Mm-hmm.
They're making stuff. They're trekking out every single Saturday to, like, sell at in the rain, in the snow, wherever, in the wind, holding their tents down. Like, I really believe in supporting them as much as we can. And so I'm going to stick with it. And I think I will know that it's a feasible business when I have enough to, I guess, break even plus some.
Yeah.
So that I can start to hire people.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I was going to ask you about hiring. Is
it
your goal eventually to get some folks on board with you?
Yes, I'd like to have a team of 5, I think, by the end of it.
All right. So that's your long-term vision. Short-term vision, we're at, you said,
61.
61. Okay, listeners, we really want to get that up. So let's get her to at least 100. But is there anything in particular you want to make sure that those that are listening tonight really take to heart when they think about this show and what you've had to say? Anything special?
I think just in general, I want you to think about both sides of this market. You know, there is the side of supporting the makers and the people who, as I said, are trekking out every weekend, but also think about the shoppers. Shoppers have a very difficult decision to make every time they want to buy something because, like, you know, there aren't a lot of, like, brick and mortar places that are very available to most of us anymore, at least that are, like, right around the corner. You know, mm-hmm. you don't have as much of that. But also, like, when you are searching for something that's maybe a little personal, you don't really want to, like, go on various groups and just put out what you want to shop for. And also, you know, money is an issue, too, with regard to Amazon and stuff like that. People just buy from Amazon. So I think I just want the makers to understand that there are shoppers who want to find you. They just don't know where to go. And I'm trying to build madeinthelehighvalley.com as a resource so that the more shoppers we get to go there, the more they see they can depend on it to get whatever they're looking for, whether it's fine art or handmade jewelry or baked goods for their upcoming wedding or handmade, you know, party favors, whatever you're looking for. I just want the website to serve both aspects of our community, the shoppers.
Well, and listeners, as you well know from WDIY and other guests we've had on this program, buying local is so critical to the wellness of our communities, whether it is you're able to go to a brick and mortar locally, whether you're able to go onto a local internet location, whether you're able to go to buying local food at a farmer's market. I mean, all of that stuff really keeps our local economy moving and keeps us supporting those, as Jen has said, the makers of these things in the Lehigh Valley. So please, I hope you're listening and take down the website, madeinthelehighvalley.com. And I want to thank you, Jen, for being a guest and sharing this wonderful program. I was a little bit jealous when I read what you were doing, because when I had mine, the internet didn't exist. But Made in the Lehigh Valley is a great place to begin to do your search for things. So thank you.
Thank you very much for having me on, Sally. I really appreciate it.
Listeners, I want to thank you for making the time for this conversation. You can also find past episodes and other community programming at WDIY.org and on major podcast platforms. I'm Sally Hanlon, and this is WDIY 88.1 FM. Tune in next Thursday for more conversations about the Lehigh Valley, and we'll see you next time on Business Beat.